This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're going to be continuing from the interview that we had yesterday with Mr. Edgar, right? Yeah. So it's 10 minutes after 2 and it is the 3rd of November. I do hope you're enjoying your afternoon and also a very happy birthday to you if you are celebrating your birthday on Sunday. So Mr. Edgar is already here in studio, so we're going to go straight and talk to him just now. How are you doing, Mr. Edgar?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you. That's great. So yesterday we were speaking about focus areas. I think that's the last conversation we had and you never got to actually complete focus area 3 and focus area 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can just pick up from there.
All right. Thank you so much, Afika, for having me and my team in the studio. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, just picking up from yesterday, I was talking about the quality management system. I think it's worth that maybe we kind of give a rehash of that. The quality management system refers to the institutional arrangements that assure the quality of learning, teaching, assessment, research, and community engagement. This kind of system is integrated, internal, and supports, develops, and enhances and monitors the university's delivery on learning, teaching, research, and communication. These are the core functions of the university. Mm. I think it's also worth that maybe I just pick on a few standards from Focus Area 3 before I move on to Focus Area 4. Standard 9 looks at there being a coherent, reasonable, functional, and a meaningfully structured relationship that exists between all the components of the quality management system. So our response to that in the ACR is that we have a coherent quality management system that is functional. This is through governance structures, management oversight, and the university activities that are carried out according to quite well-established roles in terms of policies, processes, and plans. We've got a number of mechanisms in place. These include monitoring, looking at surveys, and employer surveys, program reviews, and other quality assurance processes that are in place. For this, an area of improvement was identified to be the need to commercialize our intellectual property. That's standard 9. Can I move on to standard 10?
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Standard 10, very briefly, is about there being a regular and dedicated governance and management oversight of the quality assurance system.
Yeah.
So in our response, we indicated that as a university, we do have robust governance and management oversight of the quality management system. This ensures that we achieve our objectives as a university across the core functions as well. This is supported by clear lines of authority and responsibility for the quality management work.
Mm.
This is also enabled by the delegation of authority framework and a number of policies, but I just will jump to talk about an area of improvement, just one in this standard, and this was the need to roll out the performance management system in the university beyond the executive management, and I think this is something that is underway.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So at least we know that they are in process, and we're not just speaking about something that is still to happen, but it's actually being undergone. Yeah.
Just moving on, I'll just take two standards from Focus Area 4. So Focus Area 4 is picks up and dives deeper into what Focus Area 2 did covered. Now it's looking at your teaching and learning assessment in the university. The first standard talks to there being an effective institutional system for program design, approval, management, and review being in place. And our response was that we have such a system in place and it's robust. That's for the design, approval, and review of learning programs. This is all explained in the self-evaluation report. So I urge everybody that is listening in right now to just pick up a copy of the SER on the intranet. Then an area of improvement also was identified. That's also listed in the SER. Mm. Maybe I could move on to standard 14.
You can, yeah, that's okay.
Standard 14 is about there being an evidence-based engagement at various levels among staff and amongst staff and students with curriculum reform, renewal, and in the world of work. This is what you were asking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a number of activities. And for this in particular, I'd just like to highlight that we subscribe to multilingualism.
Oh, that's amazing.
In the university. That's and there are policies to that effect.
Wow, that's great.
So we're promoting the equitable use of English and isiZulu to improve the outcomes in the core areas. It's your learning and teaching, your research and community engagement.
Mm, that's great.
As an area of improvement, we reflected and introspected as a university that we need to raise awareness on the importance of the student voice in the institution and further capacitate our students to be able to participate in curriculum and transformation conversations in different meetings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the students would be very happy about that because I think for the longest of time, they felt like their voices were not heard. So now that that's being made a priority, I think that's something they would be very happy about.
Yes, I think it's quite forward-looking. Then if I could talk to Standard 15, which looks at students having exposure to learning and teaching across the university sites, modes of provision, and that being experienced as positive and enabling for their success.
Mm.
So again, this is about the student voice.
Yeah.
And we're indicating that at MUT, we value the student voice and that of our graduates as well. And regularly, we elicit their views through a number of surveys, including the graduate survey, to find out about the experience, the teaching learning experience, and try and improve the general student experience in the process.
Mm, that's important.
Again, there's a whole description of the surveys that we conduct. It's just not that's not the only survey that we conduct. As an area of improvement, we indicated that we are looking to make sure that we take into account all the recommendations arising from the various surveys. For example, the student surveys, the evaluations,
yes.
Being able to implement the recommendations.
Yeah.
Then the last one is Standard 16. Standard 16, it looks at how the university engages with and reflects on the employability of our graduates in a changing world.
Yeah, that one is relatively important.
Yes. So the university also runs a number of surveys to that effect. Then in addition, the Cooperative Education Directorate collaborates with another organization external to the university called Universum to explore the levels of employment and other post-graduation experiences.
Mm.
The findings from these surveys are shared with the faculties and get tabled in EMC meetings, providing the university an opportunity to reflect on graduate employability. And this has been informing curriculum changes. You spoke about entrepreneurship yesterday,
yeah.
that this is where it fits in.
Okay.
Again, the university strives to have a lifetime partnership with its alumni through the convocation. These have been very instrumental through facilitating industry visits for our students. Alumni also have been active in donations, making donations to the university. And again, there's also scope in terms of an area of improvement, scope for improvement. There's more potential to glean more from the convocation in terms of improving their footprint in the university core areas, your learning, teaching,
of course,
research and community engagement.
Yeah, I think that partnership would really help.
So I think I've just stuck to my time. So if you notice all the standards, we rated them as functional, meaning that whilst we are meeting the thresholds in the standards, we have room to improve.
Absolutely. And I'm just really happy that a lot of things are already in process, and all of this has been something that you actually realized through introspection that it was necessary, that there would be changes for the university going forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Edgar.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.